RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
May fake throw back to the end zone. It is a touchdown for Austin Hooper. Great May. Got a man. It's Stevenson. It's a touchdown. May inside. It's Diggs. It's a touchdown. May will climb. May will throw. He's got Henry. Henry's got the touchdown. May on the rollout. On the move. Throws to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. They take their step. They will clinch the East if the Bills lose.
Comes down to this. Allen looking to throw. Throws to throw.
This season is far from being over. We can celebrate this and enjoy this. It's far from being over. So congratulations. Okay, all the credit goes to you guys.
Hey, pass on me. Pass on 3. 1, 2, 3.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and 3-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and happy holidays here on a Victory Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and what you just heard was sort of the summation of the activities from yesterday that saw your New England Patriots whoop some ass down at MetLife Stadium over the Jets, taking care of their business as they were expected to, as they should. And then the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen stumbling, falling on their faces a little bit, losing. And if you wondered why that audio of the final play of the Bills game going for two was a little tough to hear, it's because it was from the video of the Patriots watching that game on their buses, finding out they had indeed clinched the AFC East. They are a playoff team. They will play at home to open the playoffs. They have hats. They have t-shirts. They have some nice photos they took in an airplane hangar. Big guys in the back, little guys in the front, Mike Vrabel said. Nick Fitzy Stevens, it was a heck of a good day for the New England Patriots yesterday. And I want to start with this. I think that was a sneaky big performance yesterday. Not a sneaky big win, as we sometimes call these things on the Six Rings post-game show. A sneaky big performance that the Patriots put forth, banged up, when they whooped some bum-bum down at MetLife Stadium. So I think that can't be overlooked. If they had stumbled and were in a dogfight, we would have ripped them. So when you don't stumble and you take care of business despite all the possible excuses, I'm going to give you credit for it.
All right, so what percentage of yesterday's utter domination of the husk of a football team that is the Jetropolitans do you give to the Patriots for being on point and gaming up, battered, bruised, and banged up as they were? And how much of that goes to the Jets literally being one of the worst football teams I think any of us have ever seen on a professional football field, let alone the Home Depot rolled out turf on the concrete floor of that toilet of a stadium that is MetLife.
55% Patriots, 45% Jets. I give them a little bit more than 50-50.
Yeah, I was going to go 60-40.
Very showing good. Up, you know, showing out with the likes of Vedarian Lowe and Ben Brown and fill-ins on the line, fill-ins at receiver, guys on defense that I shouldn't admit this, but I will admit this. Had to look up their first names when I was looking at the stat sheet to figure out who had, like, the fifth most tackles. His name is apparently Leonard Taylor III. He had a very nice game for your front seven with some of those guys banged up. But they could have had excuses, or they could have had, correct me if I'm wrong, Fitzy, they're kind of a young, new football team, right? Like, new coaching staff, young players. This is not a, you know, roll out of bed and know what you're going to get kind of football team. They could have stumbled. This is late in the year. It's the holidays. It's an opponent they're supposed to beat. You just said they're barely an NFL team. Relegate them to the SEC. Lesser teams stumble in those situations, don't they?
Yeah, I know. It's just, I would have said 60-40 as well. I can't believe it. I'll take 1 second. I can't believe I even thought for one moment leading up to yesterday that the Jets would put forth anything resembling a proper effort, that they would do any. I mean, who's that? They started Brady Cook and what, somebody named Austin McCormick or Austin McIntyre. Someone else got like a snap or two late. Like, who the hell are these people?
I know Breece Hall. Dobbs. You played Chisholm. You played.
But hold on a second. That's Patriots living legend and future Hall of Famer, Efton Chisholm III. Thank you very much, of Eastern Washington
Undrafted
University.
Jag.
Ah, what are you talking about? That guy, he's been waiting for that moment. Like, he's the extra something. You need to level up. You need to take the game to a new level for the postseason and introduce a wrinkle that's going to have defensive coordinators tinkling in their pantaloons and not getting any sleep prior to the matchup. I give you Efton Chisholm III. No, the Jets are awful, but the Patriots, again, all season long. I don't care if it's their easiest schedule in 29 years, if it's the cool whip of schedules in the NFL this year or not. Andy, they went out and scored touchdowns on five consecutive drives. Five. That's right. Five, Mrs. Bueller. Five in a row. The first three of which they only needed seven plays. Seven. That's right, Stiggs. They only needed seven plays on those three drives. If anything, a nice flex, a good trip to the gym where you like what you see in the mirror, good shower and a meal afterwards, that's exactly what the Patriots needed on their way to claiming their hats and t-shirts.
And that's part of it, because I do believe in postseason momentum. I do believe teams get hot late in the year. And I do believe it was a nice win a week earlier in Baltimore. I don't want to hear the excuses about the other coach is a dumbass and had their best player on the sideline, and he proved that five days later when he rushed for 200 yards and four touchdowns and carried his team to victory. And I don't want to hear yet a backup quarter. That was a good comeback victory in a playoff environment. Don't lose that momentum. Keep that momentum going. And that's exactly what they did, despite the fact they were without some of their best players. And there are sort of inbred excuses to that game that they could have taken, despite the fact. And yes, it's a Patriots Monday, so we're going to talk to Drake May and Marcus Jones. Marcus Jones, loosely scheduled for 4 o'clock. Drake May, loosely scheduled for sometimes between 2:07 and 6 o'clock. But he was under the weather.
It's a very airline.
A little window there. We'll give you a window. We're like, you ever get the cable guy? And he's like, yeah, we'll be there between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And you're like, can you give me something a little tighter?
Back
I do have a job.
In the days when you had phone guys, 9X would be like, we'll be there between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.
That's cool. Drake May. He'll be here between 2:07:31 and 6 p.m. when we get the hell out of here. But I think he was under the weather yesterday, and none of that mattered. And you said five big boy drives. Yes, there was a turnover in there that they took advantage of, but there were no short fields. They went 60-plus yards on each of those five drives against an actual, real, legitimate, well, actual and real, I'll stop there. I won't say legitimate. NFL football team that was on the other side of the ball. And I'm going to choose to give them credit for that, because this team, we can't get to the point where we take anything for granted. We shouldn't. They have 13 wins, Fitzy. We were predicting seven, or I was predicting 13. Seven. Some 80. Were predicting a few more.
We're talking about right now the New England Patriots have three more wins than their team last year and both New York teams this year combined. Three more wins. They are the only team in the NFL this year to win every game on the road. and they may very well need to win one more game, uno más game, on the road to get to the ultimate showdown, to get back to America's worst nightmare, which is the Pats in the big game.
So, Fitzy,
it's all there in front of them, man. They've earned every square inch of it.
They became just the second team in NFL history to have 13 losses one year and 13 wins the following season. The first team to do that was the 1998-1999 Colts. You might remember those because those were the first 2 years of Peyton Manning's career as he
led the league in interceptions and then led the league in touchdowns. It was quite the turnaround.
This year, it's Drake May's first two seasons. So if you want to add a Hall of Fame elite GOAT comparison to Drake May's list of accomplishments, he's doing Peyton Manning kind of things with your New England Patriots, going from 13 losses to 13 wins. There's plenty of other statistics out there. We'll get to those later in the show. Drake May had a performance yesterday that was basically one of one, five touchdowns, five different players, all these different things. But did anything change for you yesterday, Fitzy, in terms of, and you can include other aspects of the league, things you saw through the totality of the Thursday through Sunday and even tonight on Monday Night Football, week 17 part of the season. Anything change? Are you looking at the Patriots any differently? And then we're going to get into some bigger picture questions. But did anything change with their performance or the performances you saw around the league this weekend?
Yeah, I became even more resolute in my belief that the Patriots can go to the Super Bowl. The Broncos struggled to beat the Chiefs, who started Chris Omachute. I mean, literally, even the Chiefs didn't know who they started at quarterback, and yet somehow they almost pulled out the win during that trash fire of a triple header on Christmas Day. The Steelers couldn't beat the Browns to win the NFC, to win the AFC North.
Nope.
The Ravens, just Derrick Henry left, Derrick Henry right, and then Derrick Henry up the middle all night is probably the formula for them to be able to beat almost anybody. And yet still, their coach and coordinators will find a way to get in the way of their possible dominance and maybe even a division title as well. Josh Allen had a guy wide open for a two-point conversion, which would have staved off the AFC East going to the Patriots, and missed. Like, they blew the comeback. It was also a bad decision. Their coach stinks. That's a bad decision to go for 2 points right there when you've given up 17 yards. Not 17 points. 17 yards to your opponent in the second half. No, like, everybody has flaws, and the Patriots' flaws, I hate to say it, even as banged up as they are, Andy, as banged up as these Patriots are, their flaws are less glaring. Their flaws are smaller than all these other teams.
617-779-7937. The texts are flying in, and we all know that WEEI Afternoons is the home of bad jokes. I won't say who tells the bad jokes. I think we all contribute at various times, but we do have a 508 follower that wants to chime in with a handful of bad jokes regarding Jets-Patriots yesterday.
Go get him.
508, the Wright brothers would have beaten the Jets in an aerial dogfight yesterday. Boom! Brockton High School would have beaten the Jets yesterday.
Signed, Wiggy.
I don't know. Wiggy's tenure or one of the other coaches? Nope, not doing it, Wiggy. 508 again. Amtrak would have beaten the Jets in a race from New York to Boston yesterday. And that's it for now. We'll see if he's got any more.
But hey, listen, the rule of three in comedy is 1, 2, 3. At least they adhere to one of the golden rules, so good for them.
So 617-779-7937, your reaction to what you're seeing from your New England Patriots? Because, Fitzy, my takeaway is, they are absolutely a Super Bowl contender. There is not a team in the AFC that I would not pick the Patriots to beat right now. There is not a team I would be a scared of, as they say in the radio business. So I want people to tell me. I want people to try to play this. And I don't know if this is an activity, an exercise that listeners are capable of in Patriot Nation. Tell me why the Patriots aren't a Super Bowl contender. Why should I not have faith that the Patriots are a legitimate Super Bowl contender? Play the devil's advocate game. Fitzy, I'll give you the first opportunity. Tell me, explain to me, because I'm getting out over my skis, I'm gullible, optimistic Andy, why are the Patriots not a Super Bowl contender?
I was trying to think which way I wanted to go. There's a couple of possible avenues. All right, I'll just go with the easiest, most obvious, and overused to date. They're a product of their schedule. That's it. They're just... They've had to play nobody along the way. Oh, okay, yeah, they had, like, beating the Bucks. That's not so impressive. They beat the Bills once and lost to them when they could have claimed their division title. The Ravens helped them win that game. The Patriots beat nobody along the way to going 13-3 or possibly 14-3. Trash schedule, soft ass team.
I believe the Patriots beat 13 teams that the NFL told them they had to play at specific times and locations. I believe that's who they beat. And I believe the NFL only has 32 teams, and that's all you can do is play the teams that the league assigns you to play. I also believe that if you do some research, and I heard Mego talking about this, I've seen this elsewhere, teams that have these soft-ass schedules and build up a lot of regular season wins, you know what usually happens to them in the postseason, Fitzy?
What's that?
They usually go deep into the postseason to either the championship game or the Super Bowl. Yep. You can go back and look at teams like, I think it was the 99 Rams, the undefeated Dolphins. There's a slew of teams along the way. When you build confidence and build a resume against bad football teams, funny thing happens along the way. You actually become a good football team and go deep in the playoffs. Dan Ball, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. How the hell are you?
Hello, guys. Good afternoon, and the same to you. Bill Barnwell, who Ted Johnson famously described as living in his mother's basement, wrote a story about the ease of the Patriots' schedule. It's a top 10 easiest schedule of all time. But three of the previous nine teams that had that same kind of metric won the Super Bowl. And
damn,
I think
right.
Six out of the nine at least went to a conference championship game. Ooh. So that it still is, it's an advantage during the regular season, but teams more times than not have been able to answer that kind of challenge.
Lives in his mother's basement.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Wait, what was the Dan Ball, Andy Hart, et cetera, what is that fancy SID stat that was floating around in our pregame prep as well? I don't think I just heard Dan regurgitate it.
Dan Ball, you had that in there. It was the teams that ranked in the top.
The five teams, something else, Dan?
That are Super Bowl caliber based on their offensive and defensive rankings. Dan Ball is efforting to find his statistic back there. But it basically will tell you that, yes, the Patriots are among the handful of teams that, based on statistics and history, are legitimate Super Bowl contenders this year. Dan Ball?
Okay, per PFF ranks, which I know, take them with what you will, in the past 9 years, every team
Andy's
that has won
burner.
A every that's right, every team that has won a Super Bowl has had at least a top 11 offense and a top 13 defense. Every team that has made it has had at least a top 11 offense, blah, blah, blah. There are currently five teams that fit the Super Bowl winning criteria based on that metric. The Rams, the Jaguars, the Bears, the Bills, and your New England Patriots.
So, according to history,
top 11 offense, top 13 defense, last nine seasons.
You are one of three teams in the American Football Conference, one of five teams in the NFL that is a legitimate Super Bowl contender based on what you have done. Because I know the past 11 teams or 13 years, whatever you said the window there was, some of those teams probably had bad schedules, right? Like, bad schedules happen. The Bills have played a pretty bad schedule because they played the same schedule you have played other than those three games decided by where you finished in the standings. And you have to take advantage. And that's where I get back to, Fitzy, something I brought up to you last night on the postgame show, Six Rings. Mike Vrabel's first assertion as the head coach of the Patriots was, take advantage of bad football. Take advantage of sucky football teams. Don't be a sucky football team. That's what they were a year ago. They were a sucky football team a year ago. He wanted to take advantage of sucky football teams. They have done that at a really high level. They did that at a really high level yesterday. So they checked off the first box on the coach's to-do list.
Yeah, I feel like I went back and listened to Vrabel's introductory presser from January 13th. Stop me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm off path here, but I do believe the Patriots have basically checked every box from his introductory presser.
Yep.
It was they're going to play well enough to take advantage of bad football. They want to compete for the division title, and they want to play home playoff games. That was his litany of 1, 2, 3. I think he literally just went ding ding ding. Like, what? So now
you think the team is like, well, we're done here. Nothing to do more, coach. We're just
really
going to call it a year. Hey, coach, you want to update the to-do list? Because we're done. It's like when your wife gives you a to-do list. It's like, mow the lawn, take out the garbage, get the dishes. And you do those, you're like, Miller Lite time. I'm done for the
There's
weekend.
There's going to be one to win the division.
That's it, coach. You got any more?
Yeah, that's it. Season's over after that.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. When you give somebody expectations, goals, at some point it's awesome that you have to do this, but what is the updated goal? Because Stiz asked me a question, and this may be a teaser to a three-point stance. That
it's not a question, it's a fact, Andy.
Is it Super Bowl or bust for your New England Patriots? Which is a weird thing to ask.
Oh, easiest schedule ever, this and that.
But we just said it. Home playoff game, check. Win the division, check. Take advantage of bad football, check. So the next thing on that list, and he did say it at the time, compete for championships. So
well,
it's
they're competing for one now.
Super Bowl. Well, you know, really compete for a championship. You got to be in the final four to consider yourself competing for a championship.
There's only one
opinion.
Trophy that matters around here.
Hardo Belichick Stiz is back. I love it.
And that is
off.
The trophy that we need to get made for the Jones and Key Fantasy Football League, the winner of which is talking right now.
I don't think anybody cares about that. Literally, people that were in the league.
Congratulations,
Atta
boy. We all learned something new today.
Stanley, if you need some advice next year, I'm available. Small consulting fee.
Yeah, Ted and I didn't do great. I will say Ted didn't offer much help throughout the season, but that's okay. He's busy doing TV. I know he has other obligations.
He's got Ted things going on.
We also have a texter that I might beg to differ with. In the playoffs, you're not playing sucky football teams. That may be true. I don't know that you're playing
great
football teams.
There's a whole lot of sucky going on in this NFL this year.
And you might be playing sucky parts of football teams. I don't think all these football teams, using Dan Ball's statistic, just line up with offense and defense and special teams and coaching and all. Like, you can take advantage of some sucky aspects of these opponents. And that's why I say, is this a Super Bowl team in any given year? No. I do not believe the 2025 Patriots are a Super Bowl caliber team in any given year. They don't.
The 2018 Patriots would probably knock them on their ass.
They don't have to be. They just have to be a Super Bowl caliber team in the 2025-2026 NFL season. This January is the only January that matters. And are you as scared of Trevor Lawrence and the Jags? They're in your little stat pack of information, Dan Ball, right? The Jags are as balanced as Duval. You're afraid of that coach?
Hey, another coach of the year candidate. I got to say, I'll tell you who I respect. All the coach of the year candidates. I think I would give equal footing and Moss respect to the Bears because of their ability to come. And the Niners put up 42 last night, and the Bears still almost won the damn game. Like, that team doesn't stop fighting till the end. The Jags' turnaround has been every bit as impressive as the Patriots' turnaround has been as well. Like, there's people out there that are doing phenomenal, phenomenal work. But if we go through all the 14 projected playoff teams, I do think the Ravens are going to go in and go number one on all the fries inside the Permane Brothers sandwiches on Sunday in Pittsburgh. You go through all 14 playoff teams, there's a little bit of sucky, if not a lot, in each and every one of those teams, even including the Eagles, who, you know, are the defending Super Bowl champions. All of them, Andy, each and every team.
So that's true. I agree with you. 14 teams, 14 suckies. Which sucky is the New England Patriots? 617-779-7937. What's the sucky part of your New England Patriots? If we accept that this isn't a great year and all 14 playoff teams are going to have a sucky part of their team, what is the sucky part of your New England Patriots? We're answering that question, 617-779-7937, here on a Victory Patriots Monday. We will talk to Drake May. We will talk to Marcus Jones, and we'll talk to you up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Oh, well, I certainly, they don't give me a vote, but I would, there's nobody else that we want as our quarterback or that I want as our quarterback. And so to be able to do that, and as the plays go through the progression, somebody asked me this week about progression and different things. I said, just throw to the guy that's open as soon as you work through your progression. And I think he did that, and some really good designs, but also some great execution.
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. We'll put a pin in this topic, Fitzy. I'd like to revisit. I think Mike Vrabel thinks playing quarterback in the NFL is easier than it is. He seems to, like, really make it sound, just throw to the guy who's open. Thanks, coach.
Yeah. Oh, is that how it works?
Like, so let's revisit that at a later point when we talk about his thoughts on offense and coordinators and play calls and designs. I think he thinks it's easier to play quarterback than maybe it is. But we are asking a question, 617-779-7937. If you accept the fact that all the teams in the playoffs this year are going to be flawed, all 14 teams are going to have some sucky. And by the way, the word sucky, the text line really, really ran off with it. They really enjoyed that word. And
geez, why is that?
In a lot of reply texts.
If we could have, I will say, Andy, weakness or fallibility, lousiness, all of that was out there.
But sucky.
Yeah, let's try some of those new ones.
Nope, let's just stick with that. The Patriots, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, before we get to the phone lines, because there's a great question from the first caller on the board today. But If I asked you, what is the sucky part of the Patriots heading into the postseason, what would you say it is?
Their run defense. It has been pretty sucky.
Retort to that it'll be fine when Milton Williams and Robert Spillane are back on the field?
Well, we don't know what kind of condition. It should be better, but we don't know. Like, I need, you know, I hate to say it, I kind of need to see it.
Okay. I have faith it'll be better when Milton
returns. Oh, good. Faith and $50 will get you 2 hot dogs and 2 large beers at the game.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Franco and Lynn has an interesting question. What's up, Franco?
What's up, fellas? Happy holidays. I woke up in a great mood. I had Brock Purdy plus 6,000 for 2 touchdowns, and I put $100, and I woke up with $6,100 in my account.
Whoa! Let's go!
Guys, my question is, you hear all these pundits, right, talking about, oh, it's fool's gold, they're not really that good. I'm curious, when they go into these games, and they win these games, 13 of them clearly, are other teams and other players saying, oh, wow, these guys are good. These guys are the real deal. And does that word get around? I'm sure the coaches are saying, hey, this is a good football team. Don't listen to what you hear. Again, love the show. Happy holidays, guys. I'll take my comments off the air.
Thanks, Franco. $6,100. That's a nice little get post-holidays.
I went to bed bemoaning the fact that I was one T. Higgins catch away from cashing in bigly last night on an 8-legger. Speaking of which, it was nice to not have to worry about the 6-pack parlay this weekend.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry about that. We didn't win, which makes it the same. We didn't play one, but we also didn't win, which makes it the same.
It didn't cost anyone any money.
For 16 weeks. So, Fitzy, other teams, other opponents, other coaches that watch the Patriots, prepare for the Patriots, lose to the Patriots, what are they saying about the Patriots? What do these teams think about the Patriots either as they prepare for them or after they prepare for them? Are they saying, well, paper champions, easy schedule, they're not that good? Or do you think there is respect that is earned with each of these 13 victories?
Oh, I think there's massive respect earned with each of these victories. Even though, two of them came against the Jets. Possibly two of them will come against the Dolphins. They've beaten worse teams along the way. They've also had some really close competitive games as well. I guarantee you, if you had a chance to, pick the brains of opposing coordinators, coaches, GMs, etc.
Fool's gold.
They would all say the same thing. Hey, you know what? Their schedule wasn't that hard, but they still had to pull off the win. They had to find ways not to lose. That's something that the previous iterations of this team did and did infuriatingly well the last couple of years.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that most of the former players in the media love the Patriots, right? Like, we talk to Mark Schlereth every Tuesday. He loves everything about Drake May and the New England Patriots. Dan Orlovsky loves everything about Drake May and the Patriots. The McCourty brothers, who I know they're a little bit biased because they played here, love everything about the New England Patriots and Drake May. I find it hard to believe that guys who played the game as recently as a few years ago can gain respect for the New England Patriots watching them beat whoever they beat, right? The Titans, the Browns, the Jets, whoever, and those in the league don't. I actually think those in the league know how hard it is to win. Because there's other teams with easy schedules. They don't all have good records, right? Most of the teams that the Patriots picked with atop the draft last year, where are those teams now? Atop the draft.
A bunch of them are, for sure. You know what's, I think that they would hear a lot of from opposing GMs, quarterbacks, coaches, coordinators, etc. They would hear, you know what's really hard to do? It's really hard to pick the players that Mike Vrabel, Ryan Cowden, and Stretch did. They did such a good job in free agency identifying people that fit their style of play, that fit their scheme, that fit the way they wanted to go about business this year. Their draft, I mean, is it easy to say this is the best Patriots draft since 2012 easily?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think other people are going a little too far. I've seen people, even Reese was taking some tweets back and forth about, could it be the best draft ever? Okay, relax. This is a team that is drafted.
The best Patriots draft ever?
Yes. And this team has drafted multiple Hall of Famers in the same draft, or Hall of Famers and then like four other starters. So let's wait to see where it goes before we anoint it that good. But it is a culture shifting and foundation shifting type draft, right? We've talked about them needing one of those where you get not just high-end talent, but also contributors, starters in the mid-rounds, the Craig Woodson types that are playing such a key role. It is a great draft in that sense. So maybe the Patriots aren't winning because they just have an easy schedule. Maybe they're winning, Fitzy, because they did a really good job retooling their roster, and then they did a really good job coaching up and scheming up a really talented second-year quarterback. Could that be the reason they have 13 wins? Not just the fact that they play one of the easiest schedules we've seen in three decades? Could that be the answer?
It feels like we recently, finally, shook ourselves. We rid ourselves of the bane of our sports talk existence of the past five, if not more than 5 years, which was, who's more responsible, Belichick or Brady, 6-1-7? I feel like we're kind of... We're sort of traipsing towards a new one, though, Andy. Like, but the Vrabel or Drake May, who's more responsible for, like...
Oh, that's easy. Drake May. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's the quarterback. I've come to this new belief. Stiz, this might be why I'm a bad gambler. I've come to this new belief. You just tell me in every game which team has the better quarterback, and I'll bet on that team. And I think over the totality of time, if I just bet... If you give me the answer genuinely and truthfully, if I just bet with the best quarterback, I think I'll win way more often than
players win, coaches lose.
Yeah. That's why North Carolina stinks.
Fans
this year.
Lose.
I'm a big believer at all levels. It's the quarterback. And I think Vrabel, post game, you see Vrabel when he gave out the game ball? Hey, it took all of us. We need a lot. But boy, I sure am glad that we got number 10 pulling the trigger as he tosses him a game ball. Vrabel knows how important the quarterback is.
Yeah, no, he's definitely more responsible, but we can't undersell how important Mike Vrabel has been because he isn't just the coach. Like, I think he's done everything. He is the puppet master.
Elliot Wolf's the GM. I heard Breer tell me that on the pregame show on on NBC Sports Boston. Elliot Wolf's the GM. He's the guy calling the shots, and he even alluded to the fact that Ryan Cowden could leave and that Ryan Cowden could go be a GM somewhere else, and it'll just leave you with Wolf and Vrabel as the dynamic in the front office.
You fall for lies. You are. You believe
the... Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Maine. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, guys?
Great. Hey.
Love the show. It's hard to pick a negative after a win like that, but if I was to think of something I was slightly nervous about going into the playoffs, it's their second half offense or their inability to make adjustments after the defensive coordinator for the other team has made their adjustments. Other than that, that's about all I can pick. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Appreciate that, Steve.
If you wanted to be a negative Nelly from yesterday's game, did you hear Mike Vrabel, what he told? I don't know. He told somebody at halftime. I forgot her name. He said, I want to make sure we win the second half, too. Did they win the second half, Fitzy?
They did not.
7-7, I believe, is not winning. It's called a tie. They tied the second half. And this is a team that over the course of the bulk of the season.
That's a good point by Steve.
We've talked about they don't close out games. They don't put their. Now, I don't know if you feel like this game was so out of hand that this one doesn't really count in terms of.
It does not.
Okay.
I mean, guy, when you're up 35-3, I was not the only person in content creator land or post-game radio showville who was preparing what they were going to say and how they were going to say it at halftime yesterday. I mean, like, it was 35-3. That game was over. It was over when it was 21-0. When's the last time the Jets scored over 21 points? In that crazy game against the Bengals 2 months ago? Like,
I think they'd been two-plus weeks without a touchdown. Never mind 21 points. I think they'd been two-plus weeks without a touchdown. Damn ball!
And just to add the numerical sense to that, the Patriots are second in terms of first quarter scoring and 29th in terms of fourth quarter scoring. So there is a numerical representation to what Steve has been saying.
Okay,
is that because they don't know how to do it or because they haven't had to?
And that's the question I would ask. Like, they don't tell you have to score in the fourth quarter to win a playoff game. Or to win a Super Bowl, right? Like if
you have to stop the other team from scoring more than you.
Right. If you go up, if you want to score 24 points in the first half or the first quarter and win 24-21 and hang on for dear life, I believe they still hand you a ring with like 600 million diamonds
nope.
on it, right?
Like, no.
Oh, it's less diamonds if you didn't score in the second half.
You're not allowed to have as many fancy jewels on it if you...
It's a scoreboard for a reason. It's a final score for a reason. The Philadelphia Eagles had 16 yards yesterday in the second half. Did you hear me right? Not 16 points. They had 16 yards, and they won, correct? They won the game, and the Bills lost?
That W doesn't have an asterisk or count for any less than any other win just because they only had 17 yards of offense in the second half.
I think we know the Patriots have arrived and they're actually good when we're looking at beauty points and nitpicking internal parts of games and all of these things. Dan Ball.
I saw this on Twitter, too. The Eagles are the first team since the Patriots in 1987 to win multiple games in a season in which they didn't complete a second half pass. How crazy is that? Multiple games and they've won them.
Wow.
Yeah. No, so like that's my point. Like all we care about is the victory, right? As long as you win and advance and they've proven they can do it in different ways. We're going to get into some aspects of this game later. I think one of the sneaky forgotten faces over the last couple weeks is Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's been phenomenal. I think he's a guy that is looking like a guy who can be a key contributor in a postseason game. The way he sets the tone on the ground, makes a few key plays in the passing game, is the outlet for Drake. But let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tyler in the car. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope you had a good holiday, everybody.
Thanks.
So I got to say, at the beginning of the season, my original prediction was the Patriots were going to go 11-6, and people thought I was nuts. But I don't care about the whole easy schedule argument. I think it's stupid. You're still professional football playing against other professional athletes, and you still have to go out there and win. No game is easy to win in this league. That's my personal opinion. And I think you got to give them credit in that regard. Like, there's like no game is easy to win in this league, and they're undefeated on the road. So what does that tell you?
Thanks for the call, Tyler. Mm-hmm. It's a great question, Fitzy. What does that
thing
tell
us? An easy win in the NFL, even if it is against the Jets.
What does it tell us that the Patriots did finish the year 8-0 on the road and yet have three losses at home, and we're hoping they secure home field advantage throughout the playoffs? How does that all make sense? What does an 8-0 road record mean? We'll answer that question and take your phone call, 617-779-7937, as WEEI Afternoons continues.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You had that play in the first half. Mossed, I believe, is the term. You mossed the DB. Take me through that one.
Drake just giving me a chance, man. We've been building some chemistry out this season, and the trust is getting there. So I just try to make the plays that come to me, and that's it.
You talk about Drake. I just heard some MVP chants. What do you say about him? Did you know what you had in this quarterback when you came here?
No, I did not. You know what I'm saying? He surprised all of us. I knew he was going to be good, but nah, I didn't know he was going to be this good. I'm just super proud of him. He approached this game the right way, man, and I look forward to seeing more of him.
All right, so get off our back. We didn't know Drake May would be this good. We didn't know the Patriots would be this good. Neither did their number one wide receiver when he came here. Thanks for the honesty, Steph Diggs.
It's refreshing, actually.
It is refreshing, and hopefully he found Cardi B when he was searching her out post-game. Couldn't find her at MetLife. She was still up, I think, with Robert Kraft in the owner's suite. And if I saw correctly online, Cardi B and Steph Diggs have purchased a new $2-plus million home in, I believe, Easton, Massachusetts.
So, how about that? Huh. There you go. It's the place to be.
Doesn't sound like he's planning on being a one and done. Sounds like Steph Diggs could be in this for the long haul with his MVP-caliber quarterback. He screwed it up once in Buffalo. He's not going to screw this up again. So this is a marriage. Yes, Dan Ball.
Do you see this being a multi-year thing?
Well, I didn't until he bought a home. And I know he can sell the home, whatever, or they can just not
but you
sell
didn't,
the home.
You did not see it being. You saw it being a one and done and a possible, I guess you'd consider it to be an upgrade?
Yes, but now I think my dream scenario is a possibility that he's quite comfortable if you get A.J. Brown, if you get Justin Jefferson, if you get, we're dreaming here, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. If you go get another number one receiver, I think Steph Diggs is like, yeah, I want to be here.
There's no house in Connecticut.
There isn't, but there's one in Easton, apparently, Tom. But no, Fitzy, I have changed on this. I thought, I didn't know if Steph Diggs was ready to be like the complimentary 1B or whatever you want to call it. I now think he's all in on Drake May, Mike Vrabel, and the Patriot experience.
So how come everybody was so down on Steph Diggs? Was it just that
he was old, he had baggage, he was hurt? Where do you want me to end?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the primary reason why you and many other alike were
old and hurt? Old and hurt, because you could argue that.
I still think he always had that edge about him that would prevent him from, like, and I know I'm susceptible, like so many others are, to IG hype videos.
Oh, yeah, you saw those in Europe. You loved those. Ted didn't.
They looked amazing, but he's backed it up. Could he be the best living example of somebody who put out workout tapes and then, like, instead of coming back and being like, oh, you're really just a glorified Mohamed Sanu, like, dude backed it up?
Yeah, he's definitely better than Sanu and some of the other ones. Ezekiel Elliott, like, okay, you were fine. N'Keal Harry. Anybody who worked with the Footwork King at any point in his tenure as the Footwork King, he's definitely up there. Like, his videos, his hype videos, and then the way he paid it off. He paid it off from day one. And I know it's not, like, the craziest. He's not a 2,000-yard receiver, but no PUP. On the field immediately. Making big plays in what some people still believe is the biggest game of the year at Buffalo to establish this team as who they are and helping to establish Drake May. Because you notice there's a theme. There's plenty of those. Like, you go back to that Buffalo. What's the craziest throw and catch this year? Oh, he rolls out. He throws down. Oh, Steph Diggs. Oh, what was the craziest throw and catch this week? Oh, well, Diggs just mossed a guy when Drake May threw it up to him. He's been a factor in the development and awesomeness, or whatever you want to call it, of Drake May. And he's done that before, and he continues to show that he can do it. Dan Ball?
You've kind of seen two different safety blankets develop for Drake this season. It's Mac Hollins is kind of your drive starter, first and second down, get a chunk play, move the sticks, all that kind of thing. But when it's third or fourth down, when it's a bigger play, when he's under pressure, when he's rolling out, that ball's going to Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
And it's been unbelievable to see how quickly that's developed.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. This looks like a great phone call based on the subject line. Let's go to Brian and Bill Ricca. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just had a thought that I wanted to put out there between who's the most important on/off the field. And with the way that the NFL is today, I don't believe it's the head coach or the quarterback. I believe it's the guy who's drawn up the scheme for the offense, and I want to go offensive coordinator. And I just want to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Thanks for the call, Brian. Hey, Josh, how you doing? Another impressive game plan. You were in your bag again, bud. That's an interesting question because we are talking about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, who, yes, he's the head coach, but he's also the play caller, the offensive coordinator, architect, whatever you want to call it. And we're also talking about the year 5 jump from Trevor Lawrence. I believe it's year 5.
Close enough.
You know, generational talent who wasn't a generational talent, who now might be back to being a generational talent because of Mr. Duval, Liam Cohen.
Now, Mass, isn't he? He's a New England native, right? Is he a roadie guy or a Mass guy?
He went to UMass. He was a quarterback at UMass Amherst. I think he's from Rhode Island. That actually rings a bell.
I think he is as well. So we take a little regional pride in that.
But has offensive coordinator become the most important job in the National Football League?
It's pretty damn important. Look at this. Like, you three teams that have had double digit turnarounds and victories, all with guys that were off, like with offensive coordinator. We'll see. It's pretty damn important because Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson have made it seem awful sexy to go from calling somebody else's plays to calling your own with a quarterback who's generational talent-ish.
And I'll throw in Sean McVay, who year after year, the Rams are good, and he is the premier offensive architect, play caller.
And Kyle Shanahan. I mean, look. Nobody wanted Brock Purdy. Nobody. He was literally the last guy drafted. Last night, he looked like the best quarterback in the NFL with his footwork,
after
timeliness, the throws. After the first, hey, listen, I was more impressed with his performance that he shook off the first pass pick 6 and then went on to have the game of his life after that.
So squeeze in one more phone call here. Let's go to Rob in Swampscott. What's up, Rob?
Hi, fellas. How's your rainy Monday doing?
Awesome.
So listen, I think it was your producer who mentioned that May's two binkies are Diggs and Mac Hollins. But are we all forgetting about Hunter Henry, who seems to be the go-to guy on any down, not just first, not just third? We'll throw to Hunter Henry anytime, anywhere.
Thanks for the call, Rob. I was actually thinking that same thing, that Hunter Henry is also in that security blanket conversation. We'll touch on that and more in the coming hours here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, it is 3 o'clock. We will have our three-point stances, and we are awaiting the arrival of both Marcus Jones and Drake May. All that and more in the next 3 hours here on WEEI Afternoons.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.